Thursday, 17th week, Ordinary Time 2. First reading, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, verse 1. This word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Rise up, be off to the potter's house. There I will give you my message. I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, working at the wheel. Whenever the object of clay, which he was making, turned out badly in his hand, he tried again, making of the clay another object of whatever sort he pleased. Then the word of the Lord came to me, "Can I not do to you, house of Israel, as this potter has done?" says the Lord. "Indeed, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, house of Israel." Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 47. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." Theme: we need to know ourselves in the relationship with God. The more people become rich and advance, the more people live far away from God. On the contrary, in the poor and less developed countries, people are easier to believe in God. For example, Pope Benedict the 16th more than one time warned the European countries are gradually losing their faith and their Christian inheritance, while in the Asian and African countries, the number of believers and the number of priests are increasing very much. What is the reason for the people to live far away from God when they become more rich and advanced? Is it meant that when people become rich and advanced, God is no longer important in their lives? Today's readings give us a true understanding of this problem. In the first reading, the prophet Jeremiah revealed God's providential wisdom when he witnessed a potter working. With the clay in his hands, he can make different objects. If he isn't pleased with any of the objects he creates, he can redo what he wants. Similarly to God, people are like clay in his hand. He could make them as anyone according to his will. In the gospel, Jesus gave his audience two images and invited them to think. First, as a fisherman who threw his net into the sea and caught many good and bad fish. He selected the good fish and put them into a container and threw out all the bad ones. God's angels shall also gather all the people on the last day. They shall let the righteous enter the kingdom of heaven while casting the evil ones out. Second, as the head of the household who brings from his storage room both new and the old, the kingdom of heaven includes both new and old things, not only the old ones. Analysis Reading 1. Indeed, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, house of Israel. God's revelation to people isn't only confined in words, but also by images, because it helps people to make things It helps people to more easily recognize what he's saying. The visions which the prophets see aren't necessarily from heaven, but also from their daily experiences. God gives the grace of inspiration to the prophets so that they can understand the deep truth behind what they have seen before they explain them to people. The image of clay in the potter's hands. Today's passage wants to say that clay is only material. It can't demand the potter to make it a vase instead of a pot. The creative mind is in the potter, who can make any object that he wants. When he incorrectly makes something, he can redo it or throw it away. Clay has no power over the potter. The wheel is only found here in the Old Testament. It has two pieces of round stones in which is connected together by a vertical pole. The lower stone is controlled by feet, while the upper stone is controlled by hands. The vase can be incorrect by many reasons, but the main reason is because it doesn't follow the potter's will. When the potter isn't pleased with it, he could correct it or start anew and make another project. This is the main idea of Jeremiah's vision. The house of Israel is in God's hand. The passage would like to say that God is the potter. The house of Israel is like clay in his hand. God can create Yasar or make different people. The idea of people as clay was very popular in the ancient Near East, and its origin is related to the potter. The main idea of the passage is that people completely depend on God for their existence. God can make them to be the most perfect and beautiful creature, as the potter makes a beautiful and perfect vase. A vase can't say to the potter that it is by itself, myself, that I become the perfect vase. The vase can't say to the potter to make me become the perfect vase. As clay can't command the potter to make it as it wants to be or not be. People can't ask God to create them as they want to be or not to be. They can't become what God doesn't want them to be. In reality, when people have everything they want or they become more advanced, they tend to become more prideful. They consider all that they possess as they themselves had made it. Because they forgot their origin, they consider themselves as the owner and do whatever they want. They disregard God's commandments and treat him as something that limits their freedom. Gospel: the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Jesus used the image of the fishermen who sit and select fish to remind people of this truth. No fisherman would put the good fish and the bad fish together. That is just not wise. But he would select good fish, put them into a container, and throw bad fish away. Similarly, on the last day, God shall send out his angels to gather all of them. They shall not let the righteous enter the kingdom of heaven, and will throw the wicked into a fiery furnace. there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. If people know that they can't enter heaven, when they are full of sin, they would repent, return, and practice being better people. The kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings his storeroom both the new and the old. Jesus used the image of the scribe after he fluently learned about the kingdom of heaven. He was like the head of the household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. Jesus wanted to show people that the kingdom of heaven doesn't only contain the old, but also the new. Both the new and the old. This applies to Jesus because he taught us both the old and the new teachings, both the old and the new testaments. He came to fulfill what the Old Testament mentioned about him and to clarify what is still obscure in the Old Testament. A very dangerous attitude of modern people is to disregard the old and to only keep what is new. People think that they must get rid of all the old, or at least re-examine all the past beliefs and start anew. They forget that not all ideas are bad, and not all new ones are good. The new aren't certainly better than the old. And many times the new are the perfection of the old. The advancement of science should not make people live farther away from God, but may be the reason for men to get closer to God, because he gives us wisdom to discover orders which he has hidden in the universe. Application in life. We are created and controlled by God. We should never be prideful. We should never have too much pride to consider ourselves to be better than God or to have no need for him. We should be humble and recognize that we are his creatures and we cannot live without him. We shall die and be judged on the last day. That day isn't a product of human imagination, but Jesus himself revealed it to us. On this last day, we must answer to God all that we have done when we lived in this world. We can enter into heaven or be cast out depending on our actions. Because of these truths, we must live wisely when we are living in this world. We must carefully observe God's laws. The more we advance, the more we must strictly keep God's laws. We should not live as people who have no origin, and also as people who have no future.